Hey, podcast listener. Are you working so hard you wonder if the money is even worth it? If you're like most CPAs I work with, you have way too much to do, you feel relentless deadline pressure, and worst of all, you feel torn between serving clients and being with family. What if I told you you could work a 40-hour week without losing a dime? I know it sounds impossible, but my Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is designed for CPAs just like you who want to get their lives back. Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is launching soon. In it, you'll learn how to start getting your time back week by week, make your workload manageable while still bringing in plenty of revenue, what to put in your packages and how to price them, and so much more. Don't leave your future to chance. CPA Mastermind will get you on the sane, profitable path you've been searching for. With unlimited coaching, your success is guaranteed. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help overworked CPAs go down to 40 hours and then down to 25 hours without giving up revenue. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, we are talking about what I like to call the niche river of fear. I want you to know about the niche river of fear, because if you know that it exists and you can see it for what it is, it will make it so much easier to get across and for you to be able to build the accounting practice that you enjoy owning. So, what is the niche river of fear even? The niche river of fear is this place where I see a lot of accountants getting stuck. It's like they pile up here, knowing in theory that niching is a good idea, seeing the value in it, believing it's a good thing to do for their business. They know they want to do it. They see how it will help them reach their goals. They think, yes, 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 yes. But that's as far as they get. It's like there's some kind of invisible rope or a wall that they just can't get past. They make a certain amount of progress, they move forward, move forward, move forward, but at a certain point, they just get stuck and they can't seem to move forward any further, as if they've encountered this invisible rope. And even though the CPA believes that on the other side of this rope, on the other side of this niche river of fear, it's all good things, something is keeping them from progressing. Something is keeping them from going across. And I want to help you see what that is so you can help yourself to get across. So here's what happens. Like with making any commitment, you start out full of excitement, you're driven, you're full of clarity and hope and full of energy, and you think, here I go. I am going in the direction of real estate investors. And you take one step and then two and then three, and then all of a sudden, the CPA feels how cold the water is. And here's what happens. They feel nervous, they feel scared, shaky, trepidatious, doubt, confusion, overwhelm, indecision, uncertain, and they start second guessing themselves. Reality sets in, and then they think, this is a terrible idea. Why did I think this was a good idea? This is never going to work. I'm never going to be able to find clients here. I don't know how to market. My message isn't sticking. I don't know how to find my people. Besides, their industry is struggling right now. What if there's a recession? What if I get bored? What if I niche too far? This was definitely a terrible idea. Something has gone awfully wrong. None of this should be happening. This won't work. I'm not capable. We should definitely turn around. They feel the uncertainty. They find the thoughts to match the discomfort of their uncertainty. And they convince themselves that their thinking is absolutely logical. It makes perfect sense. They do a 180 and they snap back to their original position. In order to stop the feeling of uncertainty and did I make the right decision and feeling terrible, while they traverse the niche river of fear, they escape the discomfort by doubling back. But what they need to get across the niche river of fear is courage. What they have to do is be willing to move forward despite feeling the discomfort and the uncertainty and the second guessing. And this is where most people give up and turn around. They think this feels terrible, I'm not going to do it. And in order to preempt even getting in the water, they think, I can't decide. So they go back to finishing off a client's month-end close because it feels so much better. Once the CPA is willing to stay in that place of discomfort, of uncertainty, and to learn how to get through it and learn all of the skills that it takes to become more focused, more specialized, including how to manage your mind and not simply revert to checking tasks off your list, Doing that creates capability, capability which is your skill set. And once you develop that, once you develop the capability and you implement your capability by working with clients inside your niche, that is how you get to confidence. All success is the ability to get from commitment to capability and to have the courage to traverse whatever discomfort you're experiencing. In this case, the niche river of fear. And as soon as you make a decision and get your toes in the water, for sure you will tell yourself lies that you will believe. Like, this is too hard. I just need to do a little bit more research. I need more information. I just need to see how somebody else has done it. I need to talk to another CPA who's niched here to see if it can work. I definitely need a coach or a guru to tell me it's okay, it's viable. I just need somebody to prove to me that I won't be bored. But none of that is true. You just have to be willing to get through this. Most of us think that we should just be happy all the time. And we don't understand that half the time we're going to be experiencing negative emotion. So we never learn how to deal with it. And most of us learn how to escape or ignore or avoid. What we don't learn is how to sit in it and how to be good at sitting in discomfort. When we're in discomfort, we tend to think something has gone horribly wrong and I need to get out of here. To get from commitment to capability, it's going to be a lot of negative emotion. And we have to be willing to be in it and to do it without escaping into taking on a new client so that we can just get back into production and work mode and check things off the list. It's only once you learn the skills that you get the confidence to be able to maintain it. And so many of us want to skip the hard part of feeling massive uncertainty as we figure it out. The massive uncertainty between commitment and capability that requires courage. And the thing is that you don't need courage unless you feel scared. But all the things that you want are on the other side of courage. Many of us will put our toe into the water of uncertainty and it feels so awful that right away we just turn around. What a lot of people do is they make a commitment to something new. They put their toes in the water. It feels awful. So they turn around and they do that again and again and again. And then they start making it mean that there's something wrong with them. And in place of getting all the way to confidence, what they get is the opposite of confidence because they stop being able to trust themselves. They stop being able to trust that they can traverse whatever discomfort to build the skill set, get the capability, and eventually get the confidence. And what they do instead is they amass a pile of evidence for the thought, I can't decide, I can't commit, I can't follow through. And in so believing, they stop deciding, they stop committing, they stop amassing the skill set, and they don't follow through. And it degrades their confidence. They get the opposite thing of what they want every time they change their mind and turn around. Whereas in seeing it through, you acquire the skills, you acquire the capability, and that is what develops the confidence. Most people want to take the shortcut to confidence without feeling doubt and uncertainty, and it just doesn't work. Most people would rather get out of the discomfort by thinking, I know, I'm going to change my mind. I found some new things out. I have some new information. The engineers are just too annoying. I can't handle physicians. Turns out they're just too much of a know-it-all. The creatives are way too all over the place. There's just no way I can work with these people. I better change my mind. And instead of going through courage, they change their niche because they found some new thing. They don't want to work with these people and they get very justified and passionate about their belief. They think they're doing it for what seem like very legitimate and rational reasons, but it's always because they don't want to feel the cold water of discomfort. As long as you keep changing your mind, as long as you keep changing your commitment, as long as you keep not deciding, you don't have to feel the cold water of uncertainty and the unknown. And the thing that is so important to remember is that the moment you make the decision and you wade in up to your ankles, you are going to feel discomfort. It's going to feel doubtful. You're going to feel frustrated and like you have no control. It's perfectly normal. Nothing has gone wrong. The bigger the commitment, the more courage it requires. But your brain wants to convince you that it's a much better idea not to change anything because that will be much safer and you will definitely stay alive because that's how our brains have kept us alive for millennia. It's doing its job, which it perceives is to keep you safe. So just remember, the moment that you decide to pick a niche or go in a certain direction, immediately you're going to think, oh, this is way too painful, too hard, too difficult. I don't think I can do it. And I have moral reasons that this is not a good idea. It requires courage to believe in your goals for your accounting practice. And it's easier to go back to what was already working. It gets even sneakier when the CPA decides their niche, but doesn't want to say it out loud. They might say it privately in coaching, or they might say it in mastermind, but they definitely don't want to put it on their website. They don't want anybody to know. Because if they say it out loud and other people see them and it doesn't work, then that's going to be even more painful. So they keep their niche to themselves. They don't tell the public. And of course, it doesn't work. Niching in secret doesn't work. We have to feel the discomfort of saying, hey, I'm going in this direction to people who you know in your network and or on your website, and feel the discomfort of, hey, I'm going in this direction, and not yet having the client roster match that reality. There's going to be a gap. It's going to feel dissonant. It's going to feel uncomfortable. And it's perfectly normal. Nothing has gone wrong. Now, you might be thinking, oh my God, how long do I have to hang out in the river of misery? How long do I have to hang out in the niche river of fear? How long does it take to get across? And the answer, of course, is it depends. It depends on how much experience and how much clarity you start with. Most of the time, I see the niche river of fear taking 2 to 6 months to get across. Because it's going to take some time for you to acquire the skill set, to develop the capability, to be willing to put yourself out there, to be willing for it to work, to be willing for it to also for some time not work, and then to be willing to do it again, have it work, and then to get your client roster to match what you are talking about on the airwaves. This is totally doable. It's uncomfortable, but it works. There's discomfort in the niche river of fear. But there's also the discomfort of not wading in to the niche river of fear. And the discomfort of not wading into the niche river of fear can be having way too many clients, putting out fires all day, feeling like you're all over the map, and working after hours to get the most important things done. In many cases, the CPA is already experiencing discomfort. So the choice becomes, what kind of discomfort do I want to experience? The discomfort of running around with my hair on fire all day, every day, ad infinitum, or the discomfort of wading into the niche river of fear, into a different kind of discomfort that's unknown. But as long as the CPA hangs out with the thought, I just can't decide, or surely this is a terrible idea, what if there's a recession, or my industry is struggling right now, or as long as the CPA keeps changing her mind, she'll never develop the capability. And in not developing the capability, and implementing the capability by working with clients inside her niche, she won't develop the confidence that feels so amazing. I've watched countless CPAs, probably a lot like you, be in the space of I can't decide. What if I get bored? What if I pick the wrong niche? What if there's a market downturn? And then they wade into the niche river of fear and it gets cold, but they keep making decisions to move across to the other side. And now they have nice niches. Like female solo lawyers, 6 and 7 figure coaches and consultants, 1099 CRNAs, 7 and 8 figure nonprofits, trucking and transportation, all done in Spanish in South Texas, 75 acre row crop farmers, 6 figure creatives, bars and restaurants, bars only, real estate investors, and stock option planning for tech professionals. They've gotten to their niches because they were willing to feel the cold discomfort, because they decided and they committed to traversing the niche river of fear. So, think about who you want to work with. Think about who you can serve. Think about who you enjoy serving and what kind of work you enjoy doing. Go in that direction and know that when it feels awful, which it will, that nothing has gone wrong. You simply keep going. When you can get across, what's waiting for you on the other side is increased capability, new skill sets that will benefit your accounting practice for a lifetime, deepened expertise, greater value for clients, increased prices, increased margins, workflows that are easier to standardize, making delivery more efficient so that revenue goes up and hours go down. So find the one single next stepping stone on your niche journey. Just one, and make it. You can decide. And when you decide, it's better for your clients, it's better for your accounting practice, it's better for you and your life on your one trip through space. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you next week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Go to geraldinecarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there.